What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the third hour of our show. And just a reminder for people who got here late, Republic Broadcasting is continuing their fundraising drive in order to grow, replace old equipment, buy new added equipment to get out there and reach out further into the world. We're going to be on shortwave radio in the very near future, trying to get more AM affiliates out there. And, of course, you can help in two ways. First, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that PayPal button, buy something from the online store, make a direct donation by other means. And you can also call your own local radio stations and ask them to please carry our programming on the air in your local marketplace. We're going to go back to the phones here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, how you doing there, Brother Mike, today?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to talk about the economic news today. A couple things I wanted you to, you know, if you're aware of them. Did you hear, Mike, I saw some, when you dissect this, I saw some news out there that I think it, I don't know if it was Cameron, New Jersey, they're talking about getting rid of their police department.
Yeah, they're shutting it down.
And I saw pictures out in New Jersey, Brother Mike. It's unbelievable when you see the buildings just totally decaying.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like an old Mad Max film, you know, with the buildings. But, you know, you talk about how things are deteriorating. You know, we were talking about our infrastructure of the bridges and the roads and how much people spend gas on these roads nowadays sitting. How about the ghost cities? Baltimore, you got Gary, Indiana, Sacramento, parts in Cleveland that there's no life anymore.
Yeah,
you
parts
know,
of Detroit.
These are big cities, brother.
Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, right, exactly. The other thing I wanted to talk about, people complaining about taxes. From my knowledge, if the death tax expires at the end of this year, and it ain't renewed, oh, my Lord, where do you think it'll go, Mike?
Well, you know, a lot of people are expecting some very, very elderly, rich people to voluntarily end their lives before the end of the year so that their heirs don't have to pay that inheritance tax. And and the other situation I wanted to make is when you talk about taxes going for things like roads and bridges and stuff, something Americans really need to be thinking about right now. A lot of our roads are being allowed to go back to gravel. The pavement is destroyed. They can't afford to replace it, so they're just throwing gravel on the road because it's cheaper and easier to maintain. Of course, it's bad for your car because you drive down the road, the gravel is kicking up and denting the underside of your car and basically abrading it away. But U.S. tax dollars, as I speak, are being used to build brand-new, ultra-modern, Jewish-only highways in Israel. And that really does tell you the priorities of the American government right now.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Like, and you know, the thing is these are little towns. They're cities, and you know, the thing is you wonder how much you can keep messing around with Farmer Brown's wasp nest before you get attacked. But I just wanted to mention that to you because. That death tax, boy, oh, boy. And they were saying, too, Michael, I don't know for a fact, but I know they were saying that suicides are almost surpassing car accidents now in the United States, and we hope that these people...
No, not almost. They are. More
yeah,
people are killing themselves over their economic disaster than are dying in cars on the nation's highways. And that is another indicator of just how far the American empire has fallen into fascism. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Scott. We'll be right back.
Like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear. Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Getting back to the economic news, they're just now announcing they've had to revise downward the gross domestic product report. And what it is they're saying the economic growth in the second quarter of this year was really a lot lower than initially reported. This isn't a mistake. This is a little propaganda game that they love to play. Where you'll hear on the news, the economy is on the way up, huzzah, huzzah, go out and start buying stuff again, borrow more money, spend more money. And then a couple of months down the road, they revise the numbers back down, which means those initial numbers weren't factual, they're propaganda. They're lying to you about the state of the economy to keep you from marching into the streets the way the people of Greece and Spain are doing. And I don't want you to do that because that is the battle the United States government is preparing to fight and win. That's why they're buying all that hollow point ammunition. But as long as we just continue to stand up at the Occupy movement and elsewhere and say we will not be the wallet of last resort for Wall Street's crimes, the system will eventually come down. It is coming down. We're seeing it come down. And just do not need to, we just need to not be goaded into doing something the government is prepared to use as a justification for crackdown and martial law. And again, look at what the Spanish riot police are doing to the people of Spain. It's not even a pretense of keeping the peace. They're just going into the crowds and hitting everybody and smashing cameras and beating up on little girls. Really manly man type people here. Going to take a phone call. Joe in Florida. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. My wife's from Kahuku, not far from you.
Oh, I know. You know it well.
Yeah. Question. I hear a lot of so-called experts saying we should go back on the gold standard. And if I understand it right, the Rothschilds and company, they already got all the gold. Has anybody
got a big chunk of it?
Alternatives like a Lincoln greenback that was issued in the Civil War, or the Bank of National, the State Bank of North Dakota?
Well, you can, yes, you can do that. You can do all of those things. I mean, money is what everybody agrees to be of value and is willing to accept as a medium of exchange. That's what money is. Now, I am opposed to a return to either the gold or silver standard, because most of the gold and silver is already in the possession of the very same banks that wrecked this nation with their funny paper money.
Amen.
And in order to function as a monetary unit, a new currency has to be based on an item of value that everybody recognizes universally is an item of value, but is available in enough supply where it cannot be monopolized, it cannot be hoarded, it cannot be used to create artificial shortages so that people are desperate to get that next little piece of paper, which is where we are right now with the Federal Reserve note. And
what would you recommend? Well, I
have already recommended that when we talk about a new monetary unit, that we consider using a kilowatt hour of deliverable electric power to be the new unit of currency. And we called it the electro. And the reason for going to the electro is everybody understands how valuable electricity is and how useful it is. It's available in ample supply. There's no central issuing authority like the Federal Reserve. Everybody can put solar panels up on the top of their home and add to their own personal wealth directly. And there needs to be a clearinghouse. That would be the new function of the Treasury, to basically, you know, issue these claim checks for the unit of electricity. And because electricity literally is money, there would be an automatic built-in push for greater efficiency, more efficient creation of electricity, more efficient transmission and storage of electricity. You'd see battery technology go right through the roof, and it could work. And I'm not saying this is the only possibility. When the Weimar Republic was in their period of hyperinflation, Germany issued a value-based currency that was based on a unit of human labor. We have seen currencies put out based on a unit of advertising. That was something that happened during the Depression of the 1930s. It has to be something people will trust that will hold its value. The reason the United States was able to sell the Federal Reserve note as the international trade currency around the world was a promise that it would always be equal to gold. And it was set at $35 per ounce was the value of the U.S. dollar. Then, of course, Nixon delinked the convertibility of gold. And at that point, the dollar just really took off in terms of this rampant runaway printing. So there has to be a value base under the currency. It's got to be something everybody agrees is valuable, and it must exist in ample enough supply or be able to create it, be created, so that the money junkies are not able to monopolize it, manipulate it, and play their games with it. And I am absolutely opposed to a gold and silver standard, because most of the gold and silver is already back in the possession of the same bankers who wrecked this country. And they'll just say, yes, we're on a gold standard, but I've got all the gold. You must go on doing what I tell you to do. And that's not a solution.
I love the electro. Maybe you could expand on that sometime in a writing or something. I love the idea.
There is, in fact, an article, and I will repost it to the top of the webpage in response to your call.
Thank you, and keep up the wonderful good work.
All right, well, thank you very, very much. And we have another caller on the line, Joe from somewhere on planet Earth. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, this is Joe. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Mike, I have a different take on a possible war with Iran. I think Obama does want it. I think he's playing coy, and I think he's going to wait till after the election, because most economists are saying that the dollar is going to crash in the next 4 years, and a war with Iran would help prop up the dollar, because the dollar's always been a safe refuge. What do you think about that?
Well, I know that's a lot of the conventional thinking in Washington, D.C., and I agree that Obama's reticence for war with Iran is the awareness that the American public are opposed to it, and it would be an election loser. But as far as the invasion of Iran being done to prop up the dollar, while I know a lot of people are pushing that idea, the reality is with more and more nations selling their oil for currencies other than the dollar, it's not really going to work, and it's not going to prop up the dollar unless the United States really is ready to go to war against Russia and China, and that, of course, is a no-win proposition.
Okay. Can I ask you, too, if there is an attack on Iran and it comes either from the U.S. or Israel, Pakistan and India are close by. They would get some nuclear fallout. What do you think their reaction would be?
I think their reaction to fallout would be a lot of finger wagging. I think they would be a lot more concerned about this push into Iran justifying a regional war and everybody starts invading everybody. I think the really big question is if Israel bombs Bashir's nuclear power station, which is still Russian property because it's not paid for, and a lot of Russian nationals are on the ground there. Plus, of course, that now that that power station is operating and fully functional, blowing it up is going to create another Chernobyl disaster, and because of the prevailing wind patterns in that part of the world, a lot of that fallout is going to wind up back on Russia. They're still recovering from Chernobyl, and that, of course, is definitely going to anger them. In fact, for that very reason, I suspect Russia has already taken steps to make sure that the Bushehr nuclear power plant is not going to be bombed.
Okay. May I ask one last question about 2016?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I agree with you. I think Romney is going to lose the presidential election. At this point, I think it's Obama's to lose. But I think
yes.
Obama will be reelected, as you have said. Let me ask you about 2016, and then I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Do you think that Romney would get the nomination, the GOP nomination again in 2016? And since Hillary appears to be the favorite, how do you think Romney would do against Hillary in 2016? Thanks, Mike.
Okay, you're welcome. First of all, Romney's not going to be the nominee in 2016. He is self-destructing, and he's taking much of the GOP leadership, GOP Congress with him. And I would hope that the GOP leadership has learned a very painful lesson in blocking Ron Paul and screwing around with the delegates and changing the rules to foist Mitt Romney on us all. The GOP leadership has alienated many of their own voters and supporters. And I'm a lifelong Republican. I'm a paleocon. I'm not going to bother voting in this election because I can't in good moral conscience vote for Obama. And I'm very angry that the Republicans would not run the candidate that I wanted, who was Ron Paul. And so I think by 2016, we're going to see a major change in the leadership of the Republican Party. And they're going to go back to thinking we have to represent the Republican voters of this country or we're never going to see a return to power. And so, no, this is Mitt Romney's one and only. He's not going to come back in 2016. As far as Hillary Clinton is concerned, she may consider running. I would be opposed to her for reasons that go all the way back to the murder of Vincent Foster. As far as who the Republicans are going to run, I don't know. At this point, it's an even money bet whether there will even be elections in 2016. I don't think the United States financial system and government can hold together that long. In fact, I'll go one step further. If the economy does crash, if this Greece and Spain situation pulls down the euro and the derivatives hit Wall Street, this whole banking system could be gone before the November elections. That will cost Obama the election. Not that Romney's any better. In fact, Romney would be worse on that because his solution is take from the people and give to the banks, even more to the extent that Obama is doing it. So I'm not even really putting a lot of thought into 2016. I genuinely believe this country isn't going to last that much longer. So that's it. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. I'm sorry. I thought there should be music here. There it is. Okay.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I just reprised to the front of whatreallyhappened.com my article on the Electro and all of the reasons why it might work. And I'm not committed to that one idea. But the problem with silver or gold-backed currency is that currently most of the silver and gold is in the hands of the bankers who wreck this nation with their paper money. And that was the whole point. They're going to give us these worthless pieces of paper to treat as money, and the real assets of value go to the bankers. Remember, when the Federal Reserve loans money to the United States government, the interest is payable back to the Federal Reserve in gold. They're not going to take those pieces of paper. They know they're worthless. Now, silver and gold is nice. Silver and gold is a great way to preserve your wealth in a period of hyperinflation, which we're clearly going into. And this might be a good place to mention Republic Trading Group, which deals in silver and gold. And take physical possession. Don't go for these paper futures contracts that are being gamed the same way the Federal Reserve notes are. Gold and silver is a good place to park your wealth in, to preserve your wealth, to protect it during times of high inflation. But I don't see it as the basis of a new monetary unit because the supply of gold and silver is not expanding at a pace to match the growth of the human population. And that will trigger shortages, and that will lead to manipulation and speculation of the money supply. And we've been down that road before, and it did not work. So we need something that is universally recognized to be of value. I mean, you could walk into any nation on earth with a gallon can of gasoline, and you'd find people want to trade for it. And so I think electricity is a good basis for a monetary unit. I mean, you're not having to keep the electricity yourself. There are going to be claim checks for it, like the old paper silver certificate was good for silver at the bank. So we're all still going to be using paper notes, but they're going to be based on the availability and supply of electricity. And everybody can generate electricity, which means they can generate wealth. Everybody's going to be motivated to live as efficiently as possible, because it literally is money going out the door when you leave the lights on at night. So we need to think outside the box. In fact, we need to realize there never was a box. The box is another one of these artificial constructs to keep us in our place, to keep us useful serfs to the money junkies here. Now, speaking of money junkies and speaking of the end of the year, something a lot of people have not paid a lot of attention to yet. As of January of next year, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, this is the FDIC that insures your bank deposits, will stop offering 100% coverage for all insured deposits. There'll only be a partial refund if the bank collapses and you lose your money. They'll give you back a half of it or two-thirds of it. They don't really say. But basically, the FDIC has already gone broke. They've already had to have more cash infusions to cover all these banks that are collapsing in the aftermath of the mortgage-backed security fraud. And so this awareness is probably going to prompt a lot of people to start pulling their money out of the banks, pulling their savings out of the bank and converting to silver and gold. Or at least, you know, putting it in that mayonnaise jar that's buried out in the backyard. Because your insured deposits at the bank are no longer fully insured as of the first of the year. And so that alone could trigger a bank run on the United States banks. And remember, those major banks, the too big to fail banks, are so over-leveraged right now that a single-digit percentage drop in their asset base is going to render them insolvent. Many of them probably already are. It is simply being concealed from you, the public. Now, banks are desperate to get you back borrowing so they can create more money, more debt, and they're offering rock-bottom mortgage rates. Mortgage rates have never been this low. But apparently a lot of homeowners who are daring the fates and trying to buy a home are getting hit with all of these sky-high fees. So the banks are saying, yeah, it's low interest mortgage, just pay us back the money, we'll be fine. And then they're getting slammed with these huge fees. Apparently, holders of savings accounts are getting nickel and dimed with all of these hidden fees and services and all the rest of that stuff that the banks are putting in there. Apparently, banks such as Halifax, Lloyd's, and Santander they have like a 52-page booklet, 20,000 words long, outlining the rules and regulations of your saving account and all the little fees that you will have to pay if you do certain things. And those who are not following the rules to the letter of the law are finding the interest on their accounts basically flattened out to zero. The bank is holding your money. You're not getting anything for it being in there. Oh, we would have paid you this 2% interest, but you failed to file, blah, 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 blah. It's just gaming the system and cheating the customer. The poor are always made to pay for all. Going to go back to the phones. Carrie in Iowa. Aloha, Carrie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's a pleasure to talk to you. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. See, I had a question. You were talking about the electoral.
I am sorry, Carrie. I apologize. I wasn't watching the clock.
Okay.
Would you stay with me? Just stay with me. As soon as we come back from the commercials, we'll pick up right where you were about to start. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. We're talking with Carrie in Iowa. And Carrie, take it away.
Well, I just had a question. You're talking about alternative currencies, like, for example, Electro. You know, Kaiser talks about Bitcoin, and we've got all of these ideas. But ultimately, if you're talking about an exchange for paper, here we're going to offer you paper just like the original old-style banking did, aren't we just trading one cartel for another? How do we know that the paper that we're exchanging isn't being short-sold? How do we know that it isn't being inflated by them writing more than there actually exists? Without something like, say, a battery or something physical to hold on to, how does the Electro hold its value? And how do we know we're not getting another cartel?
Well, the way that we know we're not getting another cartel is the production of wealth is not centralized. It's not under the control of a private central bank. And the clearinghouse to convert the power into and out of the claim checks rests with the government. Back when the Treasury was issuing silver certificates, they couldn't oversubscribe those because they would fear a run on the bank. People were taking more silver than they were taking the paper. And so it comes down to civilian oversight of that process, which is absent when you have a private central bank in control of the money creation policy. Plus, you need to understand that a government that is in control of the money creation policy understands they are answerable to some extent to the people of that country, whereas the bankers are only answerable to themselves and their stockholders. And that is really the major difference. Now, the problem I have with Bitcoin is it is a purely virtual currency, and at the moment it doesn't seem tied to any unit of value. So it is also a fiat currency like the Federal Reserve note. That being said, I don't have a problem with the idea of the Bitcoin being valued in terms of a kilowatt hour of electricity, which would make the whole thing virtual. And the only reason to then have paper claim checks is for those days when the computer isn't running, or the networks are down and so forth and so on. So Bitcoin by itself, I have issues with it because even more than the paper currency, it can be oversold, oversubscribed, and overcreated. And I still have concerns that this so-called Bitcoin mining process was actually a covert key-breaking system that was set up across vast amounts of users' computer farms. And when you look at the amount of money that was put into these computers to do Bitcoin mining versus the value of the Bitcoins coming out, it really didn't seem to pencil out very well. And at the same time this whole Bitcoin mining operation was going along was when we started seeing the public encryption keys for some major corporations start to be broken. And the thing you need to remember about public key cryptography, the keys can be broken. You can take the public key and get back to the private key, but it takes a huge amount of computer power to do, and I suspect that's what the Bitcoin mining operation was actually doing. So we need to start thinking about these, and we're open to all kinds of other ideas. But whatever currency we use and whatever form it appears in, it must be tied to a something of value that exists in ample enough supply so that the money junkies can't short it. You know, somebody comes in and says, wow, we could use silver instead of gold. Remember the Bunker Hunt silver scandal? I think it was back in the 1980s. The Hunt brothers tried to corner the silver market, bubbled it up, drove the price right through the roof, and everybody who bought in late when it was on the way up wound up really losing a huge amount of money when silver went back down to its normal value. So again, we can't have something that is in such short supply that it can be corralled. And that's why silver and gold absolutely should not be the basis of a new currency system. Carrie, we're going to let you go. We're going to take another phone call here from Lynn in Washington. Aloha, Lynn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. You were talking about the infrastructure and how it's been laid to rest and you're getting gravel rather than pavement. And I think something that's really way under the radar is this light rail system that's going in all over the country, and very few people know it. I'm reading an article by Suzanne Posel, and she's mentioning here in our state there's $6 million study is going to be conducted at the taxpayers' expense to devise how receptive we would be. $6 million that we're paying. So where the money's going is not toward what we'd want it to, but this light rail, they've got it in Detroit, they've got it all in California.
They're building one here.
Oregon, yeah, all over. So that's how we are supposed to be getting around. So if we don't want to take the gravel roads, we can pay their extortion fees.
Well, you know, light rail can be made to work. Public transportation can be made to work. I remember when I was down in Sydney, Australia, they have a really good subway system, and they also have these above-ground light rail trains as well, especially around Darling Harbour. And they do work because they go where people want to get to. The problem I have with light rail as it's being implemented in the United States of America, and certainly as we're seeing it implemented here on Oahu, is we have a lot of people who are in the areas that are already built up, and they say, we don't want the light rail, it'll be noise and this and that. And so it gets politicked into putting the rail system in areas that need to be built up. And they say, oh, we'll have the light rail, and people will go in there, and they'll start to develop the area around it. The problem being that because the light rail doesn't go any place that we want to go to, people don't use it, then the light rail goes into financial trouble, the areas still don't get built up. And so it's one of those gray areas. I think it can be made to work. And I was very comfortable using the subway system in Sydney, Australia, and I didn't miss having a car. Same thing when we were in New York a year ago. we got around on the subway system, and it worked because it goes to where people need to be. If it's designed right, with an eye toward actually serving the public, it can be a really good thing. Unfortunately, light rail is one of those projects that, like solar power and wind farms, it's stimulated with tax credits. People see an opportunity to make a huge amount of money, and they'll build these things where they're not really useful, and that's why they get into trouble.
Well, I would say, and adding to that, I would agree. There's been places where I've been where their transportation has been really awesome. Mm-hmm. My objection here, I think, is, does it really take $6 million to study whether they're going to put it in, and they already know they are, because it's all connected to Agenda 21?
Well, I think they're spending the $6 million not to determine whether or not it should go in, but to find the best way to sell it to the people that it's a good thing.
There you go.
Because we are a car culture. We love our cars. We're all petrol heads, and, you know, we're all fans of Top Gear. And we appreciate that idea of freedom, of being able to walk out of our home, get into the car, and go someplace. And because the United States as a nation tends to be very spread out, the light rail stations aren't going to be convenient for everybody. It's not like when you're inside a big city where everybody's already close to the available stations. It can work. But outside the cities, in a sprawling metropolis like San Francisco or like Los Angeles, there are a lot of people who are simply not reachable by it. And so the $6 million, I think, is just to go out and do focus groups and find what's the best way to sell these things. I know that New York's mass transit system suffers from a terrible reputation for crime late at night. They're trying to deal with that one. It can be made to work. The problem is these projects are too often skewed for the tax credits and for political concerns, and they wind up being a lot of money spent in all the wrong place. So, as I said, it's a gray issue, and I wish it was black and white, but it isn't. It can be made to work. I remember when I was in Munich, their subway system is absolutely amazing. I've never been to Moscow, but I've seen photos of their subway system, and it's a magnificent public work. So it can be made to work, and I think it's a really good idea. What we need right now, though, of course, is to come up with better ways of providing the electricity, which I'm going to let you go here, Lynn, right now.
May I add one last thing?
One more comment.
If people go to Occupy Corporatism, it's an excellent article to read.
Yeah, and I agree with that, because the problem isn't the technology. The problem is the way our current financial system is set up, which is designed to concentrate the wealth in the hands of the few at the expense of the many. And that we definitely need to change as we start moving forward here. Lynn, I'm going to let you got it. Lynn, I'm going to let you go here. And I want to go back when I was talking to that one guy who was going on and on about not enough resources. And I was making the point that with new research into new technology, new resources can be found and developed, things people didn't know about before. A good historical example would be uranium, which prior to the nuclear age was used for yellow paint. It's a very bright yellow pigment. And they didn't know it was radioactive. It was completely invisible. Then all of a sudden, nuclear physics is discovered, is born, is developed, and they realize, hey, this stuff can be used to make nuclear power plants. And we've been shoved with this uranium fission as a power source because it can also be used to make bomb material. But there's another element out there called thorium. And it is more abundant even than uranium, and it can be used for power generation. And it's even safer than uranium, has far fewer radioactive waste problems to deal with, cannot be used to make bombs. Thorium cycle reactors have already been developed. It's a known technology. Had the United States taken the money that they showered all over Wall Street to save them from the collapse of the mortgage fraud, the mortgage-backed securities fraud, the United States could have built over 130 thorium-based nuclear power stations in all the major cities of the United States of America. We wouldn't be importing as much oil. We wouldn't be running these very dangerous uranium fission reactors. It was incredibly poor planning on the part of the U.S. government, because their purpose, as they see it, is to preserve the status quo, to protect the established order, to keep out all possible challenges to ongoing current infrastructure, whether it's oil or uranium fission. The United States government has lost the ability to see into the future or to even consider the future. They're only worried about the next election, and they love things just the way they are because so far it is working to keep them rich, comfortable lives of luxury. And that's something we need to remember. What else is out there that we don't know about, okay, that hasn't been found yet, that could be found with just a little bit of work? We understand now that other countries are starting to make gains on cold fusion. The U.S. Army Laboratory is developing it for weapons application. We were all told it was nonsense and nothing. Go back to buying your oil and gas. Turns out there was something there that needs to be looked at. What else is out there we simply don't see yet? I don't think we know everything there is to know about science and technology. In fact, in a lot of ways, we're still in the dark ages, says this religious clinging to the Big Bang theory. There's a huge amount of progress out there to be made. All it takes is the political will to go out and look for it. And that's another reason why, you know, even though SpaceX is doing some amazing things with their private commercialized spaceflight, I still think there needs to be a heavier investment in NASA, not because we want to go put flags on all the other planets around the solar system, but because every time that we go out there and solve the problems of going to the planets in the solar system, we find new technology that leads to new industries and new jobs and new products here on planet Earth. We can solve the problems. We really don't have to wipe out two-thirds of the world's population to make the world comfortable. That's seen as the low-cost option by Henry Kissinger's National Security Study 200. That's the low-cost option. But if we're willing to make that commitment to a better future for planet Earth, it is out there to be found. We just have a government that's really too lazy to look for it. They'd rather take your money and pour it all over Wall Street here. All right, we're running out of time. I'm going to skip down the list here because I wanted to get to this story, which came out today. And it is very, very angering as the furor over genetically modified organisms continues to take hold. And we know the European Union is rethinking the acceptance of GMO corn and GMO products. We know that Russia has stopped all importation of GMO corn following that French report linking genetically modified corn and Roundup pesticides to massive cancers, premature death, kidney and liver failure in the rats. It's a huge problem out there. Now, a lot of you like to go down to various so-called health food stores and buy what you think is organic, natural, non-GMO food. And apparently Whole Foods has been caught engaged in a campaign of advertising and in-store promotion claiming that they're completely GMO-free. And it turns out that depending upon location, 20 to 30% of their products contain genetically modified content. And this is why it is so important for Proposition 37 in California to pass and then be passed, equivalents passed in every other state in the union, so we know for a certainty whether or not we're getting these very dangerous genetic monstrosities in our diet. By the way, Whole Foods, for all its talk about GMO-free and natural foods and health and all the rest of that organically grown, Whole Foods has yet to contribute a single dime to the campaign to pass Proposition 37 in the state of California. And so just because it says natural and organic doesn't necessarily mean better for you. It's just more advertising to separate you from your money. And it's frustrating and angering for me because we have a Whole Foods here on the island of Oahu. We've been out there. We've bought some stuff. And now we're finding out it's just the same caliber of chemical-laden, toxified, genetically modified food we can get here at our local Safeway. And so let the buyer beware. Another little medical breakthrough I wanted to cover today. We are all aware that there is an enormous sudden worldwide epidemic of type 2 diabetes. There is an article that came out from the World Health Organization saying the primary cause of type 2 diabetes is an imbalance. Okay, in the, this was in the journal Nature, came out with this article saying that the major cause of type 2 diabetes is an imbalance in the bacteria in our intestine. Too many of the bad type of bacteria, too few of the good bacteria. What is causing this imbalance? The chemicals in the food, genetic modification. They're tinkering with our very lives here to get another few pennies profits. And they're very reckless about it because nobody is holding them to account. The government won't do it, and because there are no requirements for labeling on the food, we can't fight back. We can't refuse to buy their GMO products because they don't have to tell us that it's in there. Another little note for all you chocoholics out there. Apparently, there's a Swedish researchers have done some research showing a daily dose of chocolate will help prevent stroke in men. I don't know why it's specific to men, but that was what the study showed. And so if you don't want all the calories with modern sweetened chocolate, you know, a little bit of just pure cocoa mixed into your coffee in the morning. That's a good way to get all of those good chemicals in there. And it really is our entire medical establishment has just been so twisted and perverted and skewed in the quest for profits. It's causing more harm than good. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton radio program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter? This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton radio program.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take one final phone call. Tate in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I had watched the Ahmadinejad's full speech at the United Nations, and I was wondering what you thought about his comments I'm playing into a new order multiple times, he had mentioned. And just as the overall speech, actually, he didn't sound like a raging maniac to me.
He makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, he actually referred to math and science and logic and reason. You know, he would throw out the Islamic view a few times, but he didn't point out America, or he didn't mention America by name or Israel by name. And he was very logical. It's kind of a shame the United States just plugged their ears and walked out the door and didn't hear him. But I'm wondering what you thought of the overall speech.
I thought the overall speech was very good. He was making very valid points, which is, of course, why CNN pulled away to the bimbo with the rolling eyes. And as far as his term about a new order, that has been really spun around, saying that Iran wants to conquer the world, and that, of course, is not what Ahmadinejad was saying. He was basically saying that the old order of U.S. Israeli hegemonic domination of the Middle East is about to fall, which certainly seems true, and that there's going to be a new order of multiple nations cooperating and engaging in commerce, that this whole idea of a single global dictatorship is going to pass away. And Ahmadinejad is basically saying the same thing that Gandhi did, which was, you know, there are tyrants throughout history, and for a time they may seem invincible, but they always fall. And he was certainly correct about that. Got to let you go here. We're almost at the end of the show here, and I got one more story I want to share with everybody. Thank you very much for the phone call. And I'm going to end the show on a bit of a light note and a little bit of a homework assignment for those of you with a little extra cash in your pocket here that you haven't yet donated to Republic Broadcasting. Apparently over in Singapore, a British banker, very drunk, accepted a dare to leap from the rooftop bar of a luxury hotel into the harbor while being videoed by a friend on a mobile phone. And he died. And these are the people that our governments put in charge of our nation's economy. So your assignment, should you choose to accept it, Jim, is to go out and buy your local bank manager a case of scotch. And then say, see that hotel over there? I dare you to leap off the top. We'll even put an aiming point on the ground. We'll put a dollar bill on the ground. That's your aiming point. Aim for that thing. Oh, my goodness. I guess they're feeling the pressure. They understand it's all coming apart. It's a giant Ponzi scheme. All of these privately owned central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest are Ponzi schemes. And every time they get close to collapse, they try and solve their problem with a world war. That is where we are right now. I'm looking around the web right now for stories and analysis on Netanyahu's speech, and I am not seeing that he convinced anybody that Iran is a threat to the world, because Iran isn't. The U.S. is, Israel is, private central banking is, Iran is not the problem. They are the scapegoat. And on that note, we're going to end our show today. Once again, please, RBN is still in the middle of their fundraising drive. They need help to grow, buy new equipment, replace old broken equipment. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that PayPal button, hit the online store, a lot of cool things inside there. And we'll be back here tomorrow. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Talk with everyone you know about what you know. Please call your local radio stations. Ask them to carry our programming. And aloha, America.
It's true.